is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us is certainly one of our favorite guests, Barrett Schoss. And we're going to be talking about the Harry Potter phenomenon. Now, to many people out there, the idea that Harry Potter is a witch, and he was trained at the Hogwarts school, and that he certainly had contact with wizards, and he could fly on a broomstick. I mean, all of these things are really funny, and they have no comprehension of the significance of this phenomenon that has made the author of the Harry Potter books over $2 billion. But what we have effectively done is to introduce an entire generation of our young people to the supernatural and make it look like it's fun. If you read the Holy Scriptures, you'll find that we are told to avoid mediums and dowsers and clairvoyants and fortune tellers. And why does God tell us in the Scriptures to avoid them? Because they are a channel to the other dimension. It's not that what they do is not valid. I mean, some fortune tellers are frauds, but many of them do have supernatural power. Where do they get that power? From the other dimension. And this is the demonic dimension, the Luciferian dimension, the supernatural dimension where the great battle that is determining the course of Western civilization is carried out. Is the power real? Yes, it is real. The power of witchcraft is very real. When you conjure up your spirits, when you make your rituals, when you develop your potions, many times you can actually accomplish supernatural things. But you don't want to get into that, and you certainly don't want to direct our children into that. And once they realize it's real, that there's power there that they can access, why, they have certainly moving into the realm of paganism and a realm, of course, that will lead them away from the Lord and ultimately lead to the destruction of Western civilization. A whole generation has been programmed about the other dimension, and the trouble is most Christians don't even understand that it is real and there is power there. And what have we done to our children? Barrett Schoss has written a wonderful essay on this. I will tell you later how to get it. I read it yesterday. I asked Barrett to come on to be with us today. It is so important. Good morning, Barrett.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again.
Well, I want you just to pick up and tell our listeners what you have learned and what your impression is of the Harry Potter phenomenon. Isn't it wonderful? We've got our children reading.
You know, it is horrendous, and yet it fits our times, doesn't it? You know, in the past, well, God made it very clear that there was no compatibility between the world of the occult darkness and His truth. And yet, all through the Old Testament days, we see a compromise going on. Now, we see the same compromise here. Not only do the people call evil good, but there's a specific attempt to blend the good and evil together so that there's no distinction between them. And, of course, that's what the whole Harry Potter series has been doing. Not only does the occult realm of wizards and witches and magic and mediums, not only is it made to be fun and good and light, It's blended with Christianity, and we see that in the last book more than anywhere else. And I want to just read a couple of quotes as I begin, just to give a flavor of what is really happening here. For example, Abigail Bolsonier, who is the daughter of James Bolsonier, who has written several acclaimed Christian novels. He's been writing Christian fiction, but has been respected by many Christians. And his daughter has written a long article about Harry Potter, and in it she says, the story of Harry Potter is and always was a Christian allegory, a fictionalized modern-day adaptation of the life of Christ, intended to introduce his character, in other words, the character of Jesus, to a new generation. Knowing more about Rowling's religious beliefs is not just crucial, not just enormously significant, but it will blow the whole thing open so that even a 10-year-old will be able to figure this out. And she wrote this before, of course, the seventh book came out. But what she's really saying is that Harry is a Christ figure, and that he will give the new generation of Christian, the Christian youth of today, a better understanding of Christianity if we will just study Harry Potter. And she says that if we understand what Rowling believes, her own belief system, then somehow everything will make sense because the ending of the story will fit her beliefs. I want to read another statement, too, from an article called Use Harry Potter to Spread the Christian Message. Because it's basically the same suggestion. It says, days before the release of the seventh and final novel in the series, youth leaders are being told that they could use the popularity of the Potter books and films as a launch pad for exploring Christian themes. In other words, if we read Harry Potter, we will understand Christianity better. The two are being blended together, deep, dark occultism and Christianity, and packaged as a joint message, or packaged as actually a Christian or a Christian allegory or Christian, a way to learn Christianity better. And it's a horrendous lie. And many are believing this in the churches, including Rick Warren, because the message came out on his website at the end of June, actually endorsing Harry Potter series. It was actually a quote by James Emery White, who certainly is a leader within the Baptist Church, and he said, though the seventh and final installment is yet to be released, when it does, it will be well worth reading. Though some would disagree, I am one to put Rowling's worth into the camp of fantasy literature, along with Lewis and Tolkien, with her use of magic more mechanical than occultic. Well, this is not true.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Dr. Stan, and the problem is, people talk about Tolkien as a Christian novel. It was never meant to be by Tolkien, and I honestly believe that as you begin to introduce people into wizardry and into the supernatural, as Tolkien did, he was doing the devil's work. Because as you make this attractive to people, and they begin, especially to the child, who has difficulty sometimes separating fact from fiction. As you begin to make magic, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could carry out magical activities? And the problem is, you really could carry out magical activities if you were to access the other dimension. And we're teaching a whole generation of our young people to access that generation just as Rhonda Burns with her The Secret of the series of book DVD is teaching a whole generation of adults to access the other generation for power and for wealth and for influence and prosperity. So we're doing this to our children. But under the guise of Christianity and Christian ministries are recommending Roland's work of Harry Potter, because it's a Christian allegory. So much of the foundation of Roland's is based on her study of witchcraft. She has obviously studied witchcraft extensively. He's introduced it here. She's introducing it to the children's minds. And ladies and gentlemen, do not sneer at witchcraft. It does work, but you do not want to have anything to do with it, because you open yourself to eternal damnation. We're involved in a spiritual battle. We're losing it because there are those within the Christian church who either knowingly or unknowingly are doing the work of the devil. Go ahead and pick the story up there, please, Barry.
Well, what you're saying is just so right on, Dr. Stan, and it's so tragic, and it's so tragic that parents aren't aware and can warn their children about this. So I'm just so glad we can discuss this today. I'd like to just share some statements from a friend of ours. He is on the East Coast now. He and his wife stayed with us, and I know I consider him a very dear friend who loves God. He used to be in the occult. He was in fact very high up. He was a temple master in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, which one of C.S. Lewis's friends was involved in, and Lewis had two who were deeply involved in the occult, who were part of his small group of Inklings. This Western form of occultism was very strong in the UK and in Britain in the last century. But in any case, this friend, I'm going to call him Peter because he doesn't want his real name mentioned publicly, but he says, the story of Harry Potter is an allegory. It's written and packaged to look like fantasy when in truth it is a carefully written true description of the training and work of an initiate in an occult order. And he ought to know because he went through this. He started it when he was 7 years 7 years old. His family was Catholic. His mother allowed this to be going on. He was actually trained by a priest who was involved in the occult, Catholic priest. I'm just giving that background information.
A Catholic priest who was involved in the occult?
Right, and who trained him in occultism for a number of years, and he rose very quickly within the ranks of this. He says the story of Harry Potter aligns with the real occult books written by renowned occultists Gavin and Yvonne Frost, and it lines up with a very real witchcraft school in Great Britain. He goes on to say, everything Harry does is an extension of his belief system. His foundation is in magic through the will. In other words, it's not by faith, that's in Christianity. You exercise your will. You focus your mind, which, again, is very much like Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret. The concept that magic is an extension of will is a foundational occult truth and is diametrically opposed to the Christian concept of will, where every born-again believer's individual will is brought into submission under Christ. There's no submission here. You're in control. You determine what you want. You get what you want. And you see an example of that in this particular Harry Potter book, in the last one. We see it continually. But, for example, after Harry goes through a supposed death, he gives his life, which makes him a Christ figure in this book, of course. He chooses to go to evil Voldemort and let Voldemort kill him. This was essential because of a different kind of magic that had been happening much earlier, dealing with something strange called Horcruxes, and I'm not sure we should get into that. But Harry himself, well, the Horcrux, let me just mention what it is since I brought it up. Horcrux in this case is a container, is a magical place where the evil Voldemort, who was afraid of dying, has put a piece of his soul. He divided his soul apparently into 8 pieces. He took 7 pieces out, created 7 Horcruxes or containers where he put these pieces of his own soul, and one of those Horcruxes was Harry Potter himself, which meant that if Harry had killed evil Voldemort in the last book, he would still be left with a piece of Voldemort's soul, and Voldemort wouldn't really be dead. So by allowing Voldemort to kill him, that particular Horcrux is destroyed, and the soul of Voldemort no longer has that place of safety. Now, what happens then is that Harry looks like he's killed, but he isn't really killed. And he wakes up in a place, in a big room, and in this place he doesn't have any clothes on. And so he just wishes for clothes, and then his clothes appear. It's, again, a very simple exercise of the will, but it fits in with the whole magic phenomenon. Somehow the demonic forces that serve those who are operating through the forces of Satan will accommodate you up to a time, up to a point. In a story, it's idealized, but in real life, there is very real magic through demonic forces because it's a way of trapping a person in that whole dark dimension. And we see many more examples, of course, of this in this particular set of books. You can see it's an amazing book. And the fascination and the emotional impact on children is almost as if they're all practicing it themselves, because they are so identified with Harry. They love him so much. They're so emotionally tied to everything that he does, and, of course, to his near-death experience. And then, of course, he's back into life again. So here you have a death and a resurrection. False death, false resurrection, which is no resurrection really at all. He just didn't die. It was more like a near-death experience, where during his time before he actually comes back and finally kills Voldemort, he talks with his parents, his mother and father, his friends, various people who were dead he now meets with. So here you have another aspect of the forbidden forms of occultism. You are not to call up the dead. You're not to be involved in necromancy. You're not to have anything to do with this kind of activity.
Well, I certainly agree with you, but the analogy of Harry dying and then coming back to life, you know, then he is a Christ-type figure. Well, of course he's not a Christ-type figure. He's a witch.
Right.
And yet the idea they're implanting in the child's mind is, I mean, Harry Potter has to die, you know, to get rid of Voldemort, to destroy evil, and by dying he destroys evil, comes back to life. And yet what we're doing is saying, well, there's a good side of evil. I mean, there's a good side of the supernatural. This is like somebody practicing white magic rather than black magic. And for the poor child, really doesn't understand that there is no good side to the supernatural, why now he's intrigued. I mean, this is another form of Christianity, he's told, and of course, you know, if we could begin to tap into the magic that Harry Potter can, and the difficulty is children can begin to tap into that magic, and it will cost them their souls.
That's right. I'm tempted to tell a story I know I've used before, but I think it's a good illustration of how our times are changing. Maybe I'll do that. Remember I told you about the psychologist up in Alberta who called me many years ago?
Sure, you go ahead.
I think I'll do
don't
that.
Don't ever be afraid to tell the story the second time.
Okay.
It's always better the second or third time.
I will do that. What it illustrates is what happened in the Old Testament days where God would protect his nation, and then the people turned away from his truth. They were fascinated with the religions of the neighboring nations, the various Canaanite nations, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, all of these, the Philistines, all of these nations around them were pagan nations. They sacrificed to various gods. They had child sacrifice, but they practiced all the different occult techniques that were mentioned, for example, in Deuteronomy 18, witchcraft, soothsayer, interpretation of omens, sorcerer, spells, mediumship. I'm quickly going through it here, calling up the dead, or necromancy. This is in Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12. These were all practices back in those days, which is why God warned the people to have nothing to do with it and said, this is an abomination. Anyone who does these things is an abomination to the Lord. Well, of course, all these things are shown in the Harry Potter book, and they're made to look good because Harry is doing it. Harry and his friends, they're on the good side. They're using all the things that God told us to avoid. And then you have Voldemort and his army of Death Eaters. They're doing the same things, but they're on the bad side. Actually, they're doing exactly the same thing, and everything is an abomination to the Lord. After a while, God withdrew his protection in the Old Testament days so that the protection they had, the spiritual protection, was no longer there. And, of course, he gave them over, as we are warned in Romans 1. He gave the people over to their own desires and impulses, and they destroyed themselves. When I received this call from the Canadian psychologist, he was telling me that a strange phenomenon was happening up there. A lot of people from America, women especially, had come across the border up to this beautiful part of Canada to do spirit quests and sweat lodge ceremonies and meet their spirit guide. And they'd be up there for years and nothing really would happen. They thought they would meet the spirit guide, but they didn't, because it was almost like there was a protection from God, and the demonic wasn't that easily available, just like people decades ago would do Ouija boards and so on, and they wouldn't be affected by it. They got away with it, so it seemed to be innocent. He said this was in the late 90s, and he said now people are coming up here, and as soon as they go out, they not only meet one animal spirit or spirit guide, they will have many of them. And he said the secular psychologists and psychiatrists call it multiple personalities. And obviously they're demonstrating a number of personalities because they are possessed by a number of demons. They asked for it. But he said, this is a new phenomenon up here. It didn't used to happen. It's almost like the spiritual atmosphere has changed. And I'm sharing that because I think that many parents just sort of assume that, oh, nothing is going to happen if my children play around with this just a little bit, or, you know, just dabble in the occult. It isn't that bad. And if they're good people, nothing bad's going to happen. Well, if you dabble in the occult, and if you did it a long time ago, it may be that nothing would happen. They might not have been affected by it. But I believe today, to a large extent, that protection that God put over America is not there in the way it was before, and we had better be extremely careful.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barrett Schultz to talk about what's changing in America, the world today.
Car school in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and for a time I lived in Africa, and there most of the black people went to the witch doctor, and the witch doctor would try to conjure up the spells or do what was necessary to cure them. If he failed, then that people would come to the white doctor, and so we had quite a referral practice from the witch doctors. The difficulty is that the witch doctors, at least some of them, who are really tapped into the supernatural, do have supernatural power. You do not, under any circumstances, want to try to utilize that power, or you open yourself to demonic possession. And those of you who have not heard our four tape set, two of those interviews with Joanna Michelson, who was actually a spirit healer. She had worked with a psychic surgeon, witnessed over 400 surgeries where supernatural power was used to cure disease. And it did work. It worked very efficiently for incurable diseases. How could that happen? I mean, Cindy, in our frame of thought, this could not be real. But it was real. And really, it was only Joanna's sister who kept insisting, don't you realize that you're into the demonic realm, what you're into, that eventually convinced her, of course, of the terrible thing that she was involved in and how these so-called cures were leading these people to eternal damnation. Now, the average American doesn't understand this. It was only in recent years, because we were a Christian nation, it has only been in recent years that this obsession with the supernatural has come forward. And now, in the last 10 years, 15 years, it has come to dominate the minds of so many of our young people, and so many of them are now are followers of this system that really does work. It really does work, but at what cost? Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we are forbidden by the Holy Scriptures to have anything to do with this realm. And yet many of our leaders, the people who are running this country, are totally immersed in the power of the dark side. And when you begin to understand that, you can begin to understand why we have the pornography and the sexuality and the criminality. And we have over 7 million Americans who are in prison, probation, or parole. These are people who've let themselves get into these things and wickedness and pornography and sexuality, and because they all go together. They are all violations of God's admonition to avoid this sort of thing. And Barrett is saying that, talking about the psychiatrist in the Canada who called her and told her that suddenly there's an explosion and these people really are able to meet the animal spirits, and there really are spirits. There are spirits guides that you can come in contact with, but you don't want a spirit guide. And believe me, these are not angels. These are not God's angels. They are Lucifer's angels. Barrett, you pick up the story.
Oh, I thank you for those illustrations, because it fits right in with Harry Potter. It's just horrendous. What is, it's just so dark. Thank you for mentioning Joanne Michelson. I just appreciate her so much, and I love the title of her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, because she recognized it for what it was. It wasn't beautiful at all, but people would call it beautiful. And, of course, that's what we're doing with Harry Potter. It's evil. And as in the pagan cultures around the world, you have you can divide it into two sides. You have the nice people who are just seeking healing for a child or some kind of help that's desperately needed, and they go to the shaman or the witch doctor. And then you have the very evil ones who are trying to put a curse on their neighbor because they're jealous or upset. And they go to the shaman or the witch doctor. And both, you have the good people, the supposedly good people, and those who are overtly evil, but they're operating by exactly the same techniques, winning their battles by the same forces. And as you say, they're not of God. Now, in our times, that good and evil are blended together. There's such a reluctance even to call anything evil. That's part of what this hate crimes law that's coming, that is being debated, is all about. It's making it criminal to criticize what is overtly evil, because that is not tolerant, and it expresses hate towards something. And you can't even hate evil these days, if And if that law is passed or attached to anything that would pass through, such as, well, I won't get into that whole situation, but there is a very clear movement to merge together good and evil, which again fits right into ancient occultism and occultism through the ages, because here we have, we can go back, I'm afraid I'm making this too complicated, Dr. Stan, but I have to mention that Hegel, the Hegelian dialectic, Georg Hegel's idea of blending together, merging good and evil, light and dark, merging opposites together into a unified whole, is the foundation for today's educational system. It's something that Julian Huxley, who was the first head of UNESCO, encouraged. In fact, I want to read one of his quotes because it fits right in with Harry Potter, and I'll explain why in a moment. But he in his first, he wrote a book called UNESCO, Its Purpose and Philosophy, back in 1947 when he was the first head of UNESCO. And in that, I read it, and he says, he talks about two opposite philosophies that confront each other and that have to be blended together. He refers to individualism versus collectivism, the American way versus the Russian way, capitalism versus communism, Christianity versus Marxism. Now, Marxism is based on Hegelian dialectic, blending together opposites. And he says, can these opposites be reconciled, this antithesis be resolved in a higher synthesis? He says, I not only believe it can, but that it must happen, and we must pursue this aim, eschew or hate or to put aside dogma, and uncrystallize our dogmas, which would be the supposedly intolerant views that there is absolute truth to be found in the Bible. Okay, so that's not only the heart of our education system, as you have small groups and you dialogue to consensus, but it was the heart of occultism, whether we're talking about Kabbalah, Gnosticism even, Rosicrucianism, the Unity Church, and everything else that this ancient secret popularized by Rhonda Byrne is based on. Everything is based on the occult techniques for controlling magical forces and having your will accomplished, not by God's grace, but by focusing your mind, by mental projection, and so on. I want to go to John.
Hold on, Thought Barrett. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help.
Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Before we go on, Barrett, I want you to get your website out so people can know where to get your information, and specifically this latest essay you've written on Harry Potter.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Our website is crossroad.to. Crossroad has no S. It's singular. And the T-O is T like in Tom, O like in Oscar. And if you think backwards, it's to the road. Oh, the cross, singular, crossroad.to.
And T-O stands for Tonga,
yeah.
So remember that.
We're not in Tonga.
T-O for Tonga. So.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just starting to talk about John Granger, who wrote the book Looking for God in Harry Potter. He says, the Harry Potter novels address the need we have for spiritual nourishment in the form of edifying imaginative experience of life in Christ. That's what he says Harry Potter does. It gives us an imaginative experience of life in Christ. Of course, it does not. Not the true Christ, not the biblical Christ. He also talks about the merger that I was introducing earlier. He says in his book, the principal activity of alchemy. He believes that alchemy is good and Christian, and that Rowling is very familiar with alchemy, medieval alchemy, and so he says the principal activity of alchemy is a chemical marriage of masculine sulfur and feminine quicksilver. These two qualities have to be reconciled and resolved. He talks the same language that Julian Huxley did when he was talking about the Hegelian dialectic. He says, Granger says that the quality not only reconciled but resolved by dying and being reborn before they can be joined in perfect golden unity. He says opposites have to be reconciled and resolved for there to be new life. And then he says alchemists frequently cited Christ's words, except that corn or wheat falls into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. Now that's a scripture. Jesus said it. It's from John 12:24, and it's true, but here you have a totally different meaning, and this is the essence of what happened to Harry in this last book. And using this scripture, of course, makes it sound more biblical, more good, whereas what's happening is a total distortion of meaning of scriptures, because Harry had to die, and somehow by dying, all the evil from Voldemort was destroyed, and now he can come back to life and finish his work. More killing, more magic, more occultism. But I just want to bring out, again, that link to the Harry Potter books from somebody who really understands occultism. And he says this is great for introducing Jesus Christ, an occult view of Jesus Christ. And I want to remind our listeners of 2 Corinthians 6:14-17, where it says, what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer to do with an unbeliever? And what agreement between the temple of God and idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate. Now, that's not the very popular thing to teach in churches today, because the whole thing is, let's be one with our community, let's all see ourselves as one, let's not divide between those who are Christians and those who are not, because those who are not Christians yet are simply waiting to, you know, become Christian, but it's a new form of Christianity where it's not really biblical at all, and the Holy Spirit doesn't really play a part in it. In fact, the Spirit that plays a part would be the spirit of occultism because of all the interest in the occult today. Huh. This is an incredible battle.
But see, most people don't even understand the battle that's going on.
That's right.
And of course, this is the same old battle that you go back and you read the book of Ezekiel, you find that time and time again, the children of Israel, God's chosen people, turned against him.
Right.
They began to worship idols, and they began, of course, to get into this whole pagan other world worship. And God, each time that happened, brought judgment on the land. And
certainly,
if you go back and you read Ezekiel, you find it happened not once, but over and over and over again.
Yes.
I believe that God at one time blessed this country. I believe we're going to bring God's judgment on this land, and it's going to affect both the just and the unjust. What is the old saying that the rain falls on the just and the unjust? And believe me, if you think you can just watch this thing out, you're in for a big surprise. But God brings his judgment on nations that have turned against him. But this is a worldwide situation. And this paganism is sweeping the world. It's always been in Africa and Asia, but now it's here in the United States, and it's being promoted by Christian leaders.
Right.
This is the incredible thing.
Yes, yes. I didn't give the link to the article, and there's a lot more in the article, and I'm not sure how much time we have left. But
you got about a minute, so
the,
quick.
What? How many minutes?
You got about a minute.
Oh, okay. So the first link on our homepage, which is at crossroads.to, is to this article, which I suggest you read. It deals with the new view of the cross. There's no need for the cross, actually. Salvation doesn't require the cross. You have victory by human effort, not by grace, not by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have fellowship with the dead. You learn to love the forces of evil rather than God. These are topics that are addressed in this article, showing how totally counterfeit the message is. There's no Christianity, and yet that's what it's being promoted as, an illustration of Christianity for a new generation. And
well,
indeed, this new generation is in real danger of complete deception.
I read this article yesterday, and I was so taken with it, I immediately called Barrett and said, you got to come into our program. Every one of our listeners needs to go to crossroad.to. There's no charge. There's no fee. And, of course, the ultimate benefit may be your eternal soul. You need to copy this. You need to disseminate it. Barrett Schultz, God bless you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
I hope you enjoyed Barrett's interview today. Well, certainly Carol Matrician has put out some excellent DVDs and videos on this subject. She has one specifically on Harry Potter. She has one on the supernatural, what gets into Harry Potter. She has those on Hollywood, her latest one on yoga, yoga, the servant, and coiled. And believe me, yoga is now in the Christian church. It is a pagan practice. It is being adopted by our churches. So if you'd like to get any one of these DVDs or videos, which will give you the background to begin to discuss this intelligently, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the DVD or video on Harry Potter, on the supernatural, on Hollywood's attack on America, on yoga, the serpent uncoiled, and we have so many others of Carol's things. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull it down to put this into perspective and how this ties into the move towards the North American Union and the New World Order and the New World Religion. You need to hear my talk, Forbidden Secret. It's on DVD or VHS, and of course it comes with a syllabus that gives you President Bush's speeches that will introduce you to the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. He mentions it not once, but twice, for emphasis, in case you didn't get it the first time. Who is the angel? Well, you'll certainly want to see Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness, Chris Pinto's wonderful award-winning, DVDs, one, 2.5, the other almost 3 hours, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and of course, Riddles in Stone. So much more out there. I don't want to give you too much. If you get this, this will give you the foundation of what you need to know, and then you need to become educated and help us spread the word. Remember, we're in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we are under attack today. And you cannot understand why we are fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. And now they're even talking about going to war with Pakistan and Iran. And it doesn't make any sense. We can't afford what we're doing now. We are going into debt at the rate of almost $3 billion a day. And yet they want to expand the war. What sense does this make? It's almost like they're trying to destroy America. And the truth of the matter is, that's exactly what it is. To destroy our financial system, to rob you of your life savings, and to impoverish our people and move America towards a third world nation status. And people say, it couldn't happen here, and I would like to ask, why not? If God is just, His justice will not sleep forever. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs here on the internet. Read our newsletter. Watch our videos. It's all free. And then pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Tomorrow, and the Lord.
Want to talk?
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. A series of large explosions at a liquefied natural gas plant causing a half-mile area near downtown Dallas to be evacuated. The blast sent a shower of flaming debris onto freeways and buildings. Sheriff's Department spokesman Michael Ortiz says a truck apparently started the explosions.
The truck somehow caught on fire, and the fire extended to where the tanks were being stored, and then from the tanks on the truck went to the building itself, and of course they had several tanks in there. So the entire building is